Well, let's start with the cuts. What was on the block Tuesday? It seemed like education was really a big focus of JFC.
Yeah, we got a lot here. So you're right, education took the biggest hit, about $14.7 million in total. So JFC took an axe to the State Board of Education itself, which had been under consideration elsewhere in the General Assembly, getting rid of it entirely. The committee also cut a lot of programs championed by the previous governor, Jack Markell. So that included helping students cover college application costs, helping take the PSAT, and a so-called teacher leader program. Elsewhere, they cut several budgets by about 20%, including an infant mortality task force that has been around for a while, a nurse family partnership program for new mothers, and a program fighting sickle cell anemia, which most commonly affects African Americans.
And these cuts were not made without some opposition on JFC itself, right?
Yeah, so typically JFC votes on a lot of these cuts in blocks, but they had to piece a lot of these out. So a lot of the no votes came from Democrats who said that these programs have helped families in need, whether it's a disabled veteran or an underprivileged kid. But only a handful of them were put on hold. In all, JFC cut about $80 million over the past couple weeks.
But on Wednesday, Democratic leadership told JFC to stop. What was the rationale of leadership coming in there and saying, hey, put the brakes on here?
Well, they were getting yelled at over the phone by voters and fellow lawmakers over the cuts that were being made. So that had a lot to do with making that decision. But as for the rationale, House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf says the JFC shouldn't be making these cuts right now without a full tax revenue plan in front of them. House Republicans signed off on a bill that would raise the corporate franchise tax. That still has to go through the Senate to be official. And then still up in the air, though, are hikes to the personal income tax and some so-called sin taxes, including alcohol, tobacco, stuff like that.
Is this an unusual move for leadership to make, to say to JFC, you know what, we want you to stop what you're doing and we'll get back to you?
Well, I'll tell you that I haven't seen it in my 5 years covering the General Assembly. Senator Harris McDowell, one of the JFC co-chairs and the longest serving member of the state Senate, says that it's not uncommon. But reporters and observers I've talked to say they haven't seen anything like this either. It is possible that it could have happened when JFC was meeting behind closed doors, and just so you know, the public didn't see it happen.
But this was a very public kind of a display of, hey, stop the boat for a second. And that is something that, as you said, it doesn't seem that a lot of people have seen in the past in the General Assembly. The focus now shifts to taxes and whether or not a deal can be struck that can stave off some of these more draconian cuts that JFC could make. What are you hearing right now about the status of these negotiations to get the revenue side, the other piece of the governor's shared sacrifice plan?
Yeah, it's not necessarily negative. So Schwarzkopf says talks are going well, they just haven't been finalized. Senate Minority Whip Greg Lavelle says there's still plenty of time to get any kind of a deal done, but then he wouldn't comment on the status of the talks directly. And that's different from what he told me a month or so ago, where Democrats would have to look at things like seriously reforming Medicaid, for example, or prevailing wage before the Republicans would go to the table. So they're scheduled to meet every Tuesday up until the end of session. We'll see how that turns out.
Is there a sense that someone JFC wanted to kind of start just making these cuts and not leave it all to the end, not have to wait for these revenues to say, hey, we're going to do this, and then if we have more money, we'll go back and change things back if we need to?
Yeah, that was the wish of the other co-chair, Representative Melanie George Smith. She wanted a plan on the table by the end of this week. Obviously, it didn't happen. And I think it speaks to, you know, the Speaker and the pro tem's power over the members of the General Assembly in general.
Having said that, are we more likely to see this now drag to the very end of the session and some kind of last minute late night deal June 30 into July 1?
I mean, it sure seems like it. So even with a new tax package, JFC will still have to cut a decent amount to get a balanced budget. And at least if they want it to look anything like the plan from Governor John Carney. So the committee had wanted to put out a final budget, like I just mentioned, by the end of the week. There's still 4 weeks left until June 30th. Republicans generally like to wait until the final state revenue forecast comes out. That's going to be June 19th this year before they make any sort of concrete decisions. And keep in mind, the bond bill and grant and aid bills still have to be finalized, too. So there's still a lot of work to be done. It's going to be compressed if they don't find something probably within the next couple weeks.
And you'll be watching it for us. James Dawson, thanks for being here.
Thank you.